All right, right now we're going to talk about a topic that's important, and you hear how important the topic about water is when you listen about what is going on in nearby Housatonic, New York, where it's a different aspect, but still their water company is having problems. There's not enough people that can afford to pay rates that would make the changes necessary, and they have a serious problem there. Another problem was Cornwall just dealt with it. They're going to build wastewater to improve the viability of a business district in Cornwall, especially West Cornwall, and make it easier when people come into live into towns. And basically, the same thing has been going on in early stages with Amenia and their wastewater committee. They have some meetings coming up, and we'll talk about it right now with Charlie. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
No problem. So, you know, water, water everywhere, but water, water everywhere isn't necessarily a good or a bad thing. It depends on the situation, and especially when it comes to wastewater and future growth of a town or an area. And this is why your committee was formed, right?
Yes, correct, correct. So, you know, Amenia over many decades has looked at addressing wastewater, especially in the hamlet. Last year, the Amenia Wastewater Committee got back together and looked for ways in which to solve this. So, you know, it's a really vital element of any thriving community. Infrastructure, definitely, clean water and drinking water, clean water being wastewater. And so we are really looking at a way to solve this for the hamlet of Amenia. We had an engineer that put together a feasibility study at the beginning of this year, and we are now in the middle of our community outreach to review that feasibility study and to get as much feedback as we can from the community.
You know,
we have. Yep.
Go ahead. Well, the reason I want to step in here is we have over here in Connecticut, I'm sure in New York and in Massachusetts, a problem with people not understanding the importance of these meetings. When school budgets are put together, low turnout at those budget meetings where people aren't there to ask questions all of a sudden lead on election day for people to say, hey, why wasn't I involved? Well, I think what your commission is doing is setting up still a lot of public hearings so people can get involved early, can become part of the process, and make the process more palatable and more user-friendly.
Exactly, exactly. And it's really vital that we get as much input as we possibly can, you know, because it will either see the feasibility of the project, and two, I think that it ultimately will create a project that is right for everybody. You know, that is what the fees possibly will be, the number of people who will be in this proposed district, you know, all of those are really important aspects of it. It's important that we hear from everybody. And so we're trying to give as many opportunities as possible for people to participate. And also we're trying to reach out to people as much as we possibly can to bring them into the conversation.
You know, it's interesting. What's, in your opinion, what has the reaction been so far with town residents that have come to meetings and have talked about this, about the wastewater problem?
So we've had, two meetings. We had a presentation, and we had a meeting with business owners downtown who would be in the proposed district. And there have been a lot of really great questions and feedback around it. There are a number of questions about how it would work, how much it would cost, how those fees change over time, the expandability of the system, which I think is a really great question, you know, how much more how many more people can come onto the system. I think, like anything else, a lot of times it comes down to money, you know, and so this is a very specific time in the U.S. where there's an enormous amount of money, grant funding, for infrastructure projects like this. So we feel like on the money side, we can address it through getting a certain amount of funding. There's been questions about how do these districts get formed, you know, is it, honestly, there's two different ways of doing that. Petition is one, which is probably the most participatory with people who would be in the proposed district. It's people signing petitions saying, we want to do this. One other way is for the town board to issue a resolution that's subject to permissive referendum that eventually calls up for a vote. That's a little bit less participatory, in my opinion. But those are way down the line. You know, up front now, it's really just, you know, what do you need and how can we solve that problem?
You know, you just used the term way down the line. Oh, let's give a snapshot image. How long setting up and the process of setting up, once the voters agree to this, okay, if they and when they agree to it, how long is the process as to setting everything up and to maybe, let's say, shovels on the ground and then completion? This is not a short process.
No, it's not at all. And I think that that's another thing. Some people have said, oh, you know, this is way down in the future. And it's true. You know, it does. It takes years to put these things together. I think that if we go along in a measured timeline, our next phase would be map, plan, and report, which is required by the state. That process takes about 6 months. It also includes environmental review. At that point, then, that would be the final document that would say, this is what this district is going to be. These are the max amount of fees that it would be. This is the total budget that we could spend to make this happen. And that's the time that, you know, people would either sign a petition, say, yes, I want to do this or not, or, you know, the town board would vote on it. Then there's probably a year after that of assembling your funding and also easements, all the legalese work. You know, shovels in the ground would probably be in the beginning of 2025, and the project would be probably about 18 months, so around, you know, 2026, the system would come online.
There's an old proverb, every long journey starts with the first step.
It does. I also love the saying, you know, a sight of great men is planting trees, the shade of which they will see.
Yep.
You know, and so there's so many wonderful things that we're able to take advantage of, especially in this country, that were created by people who never saw the end of them, you know. And I think that that's another part. Ultimately, 2026 is not really that far away, right?
No.
I mean, it's pretty shocking how quickly time passes by.
Yeah, it's a blink of the eye. All right, so let's go over the forum dates and times and locations.
Sure thing. So our first, we're having three community forums coming up. Our first is this Saturday, October the 1st at 10 a.m. It's at Town Hall. Mildred also has an event happening that afternoon, so hopefully people, you know, they can stop by. This will be a presentation of the feasibility study, and then there will be a question and answer period afterwards. The next is Wednesday, October the 12th at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. It'll be the same format as that October 1st one. And then Tuesday, October 18th at 7 p.m. will be virtual. And you can get a link to that Zoom meeting on our Facebook page, as well as you can always email cleanwater@ameniany.gov to answer any kind of questions that you may have.
And we will, after we put this up on our on-demand page, we will have a link for that Tuesday, October 18th Zoom meeting right there on the page. So if you go to robinhoodradio.com, click on on-demand, click on interviews and find this interview, just the link will be available there as well. So now you look at these meetings, the question I have to ask you is, how many people do you think will attend these meetings, and how can you light a fire into people to get involved?
You know, I'm not sure how many people will attend the meetings. You know, the first meeting that we had, I want to say there were around 25 or 35 people who attended that meeting. The business forum that we had at the beginning of this month was very well attended. You know, people have very busy lives, and it's difficult, you know, for individuals to set aside time. So we're trying to give people a number of different avenues to participate: in-person meetings, by Zoom meetings, emailing. Social media has actually been really great. We've gotten a number of questions and comments, you know, through social media, which has been good. And this is, the proposed district has currently now 230-some-odd parcels. So, you know, if it's 25 or 50% of those who participate in this kind of event, I think that that's fantastic. You know, when we did our survey last year, we got about a 25% response rate. For surveys, that's remarkable. So I think it's giving people the opportunity. You know, and a lot of people will either, you know, this will be something for them or it won't, and they won't participate either way, you know, and that's understandable too.
Well, once again, the dates and times, Saturday, October 1st, 10 a.m. at Town Hall, Wednesday, October 12th, 7 p.m. at Town Hall, and then a virtual meeting via Zoom on Tuesday, October 18th. The Zoom link will be at our, of course, on-demand page, also at the Facebook page and your page as well. And we hope a lot of people turn out and get involved in a project that is not a project that immediately looks down the road, but looks really towards the future growth for the next generations to come into Armenia.
Yes, yes. And, you know, it solves a problem that a number of people have with their current wastewater. You know, there are a number of failing systems in our hamlet. That was definitely because of the great participation we had at our business forum. You know, there are a number of businesses that have systems that they are having to constantly pump. It's extraordinarily expensive, and it does prevent them from being able to grow. So,
all right. Well, good luck with this all, and keep us in the loop, and we'll keep publicizing these events as they come up, Charlie.
Thank you so much for taking the time with me.
You're welcome. Take care. Have a great day.
Bye.
There you go. Armenia Wastewater. The meeting's coming up. Important for public input. And they're trying to be as transparent as possible.